This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast, thanks to RSPCA. 20% off pet desexing at participating vets until August 31. Visit operationwanted.com.au. It's an RSPCA initiative.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Margot joining us again this afternoon. She's teed up a chat with Narelle Walters, Kevy's wife, ahead of the big game tonight. We'll find out how the nerves are going in the Walters household. Being a Wednesday, we open the phones for Wednesday Whinge. And also, Tim Arvia from Channel 9 has asked some scathing questions to the New South Wales Blues. And it's pretty funny stuff. You'll hear it if you listen to this. It's the catch-up and it starts right now.
Well, one person that will be very, very nervous ahead of tonight's clash. And look, she is the most supportive wife and mother you could have ever asked for. But I suspect that there will be a private cubicle somewhere in the MCG where she could be held over vomiting from nerves. Narelle Walters.
Oh, wow. What an intro.
Good afternoon.
Sorry about the intro.
Hi, Margo. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Narelle. You could have just said the First Lady of Origin joins us or something like that, Dobbo.
She doesn't want to be known like that.
Me looking, no, I'm a vomiter for sure. I feel sick. I've already started feeling sick. I've just arrived in Melbourne and the nerves are well and truly settled in.
What are those nerves, Narelle? Is it nerves that you want to see your husband do well, or are you just like a regular Queenslander, you want to see our boys do well?
Probably, look, both, but definitely there's a vested interest in Kevin doing well because it is the difference between, working or not working, essentially.
Right.
So it matters.
Yeah,
it really matters.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it like that. Yeah, so it actually affects your family's livelihood, how we go tonight. Yeah, right.
Definitely, and, you know, and potentially where we live and where the next contract comes from, without it sounding a bit too clinical, but that's the fact of it.
Well, no pressure. Well,
it's going to be in Brisbane, isn't it, Narelle? Surely Kevy's going to succeed,
maybe
Wayne.
I might be meeting real estate agents this afternoon, Margot. Who knows?
Let me just say that now. I'm of the belief that the next Melbourne Storm coach will be Kevin Walters.
Well, he's done his time down there before, hasn't he?
Well, you know that you will never get an exclusive out of me, Dobbo.
Come on!
Hey, it doesn't need
it's a
it from you.
Relationship.
He'll just make it up if you don't give it to him. Anyway.
That's what all journos do.
What's Coach Kevy do on game day? Like, what's his actual process? Like, what time you get up and talk to us about what Kevy actually does today? What sort of mood's he in?
He's actually pretty calm. He gets nervous, definitely, but it's an excitement. You know, it's the player's perspective from thriving in that environment, and you know, and the competitor within them. You know, so he just can't wait for it to start. So, he's not difficult to be around on game day at all. So, you know, he's always, even from when he used to play at the Broncos, if he had a Sunday afternoon game like they used to back at ANZ Stadium, he'd often be out watching the boys play Sunday morning sport. You know, like it was just
relaxed.
Part of what he did. Yeah, he's quite relaxed. There's no sort of absolutely has to have peace and quiet and everyone tiptoeing around. There's none of that. It's just, you know, he's got his own mindset. And then everybody else just falls in around that.
Well, Narelle, it is game day and you are in Melbourne. Did you take all the family down with you? Because you guys have got five kids, Jack, Billy, Jet, Harry and Ava. Did everybody get to come down?
We are a tribe. No, yeah, absolutely. We all travel and the two older boys both got girlfriends, so they travel as well. So we need our own little minivan to get
in there.
We're going to have a sellout crowd. There's been a lot of concern about the crowd, Dobbo. They're going to have a sellout crowd just from the Walters.
Yeah. Definitely. I think, and then you add in Steve's here and his wife will be here as well. And, you know, and I think Kerrod is here.
Kerrod's here.
So there you go. Come on, Queensland.
Dobbo, you're a New South Welshman, for crying out loud.
I know, hiding in plain sight. I always say that to him.
And so on game day, Kevy's relaxed is what we're hearing. When the actual game kicks off for you, Narelle, where do you watch it? Are you with the family or do you sort of get with all the other wives and girlfriends from the State of Origin side?
No. Well, it's a bit of both. I sit with my family, but that's in amongst the, you know, family and friends. And generally we get looked after with some pretty great seats somewhere in there behind the players' bench, you know.
Because you all go in on the bus together from the hotel, don't you?
Yeah. They definitely look after us and make it as easy as possible. So we'll head in. Margo, you know the drill. I've lost my bus buddy this year, so I'm a bit a bit lost. I don't have Barb Smith to sit with, so I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to sit with my own kids on the bus. I won't have Barb to talk to. So you know, it's just family, friends, and then everybody sticks together and you know, looks after each other. And hopefully we don't have too many Blues supporters around us, because somehow they always seem to sneak in into
that
zone.
They do, don't they?
Well, they come in pretending to be Queensland origin.
And then they vilify the players, like from Queensland, and you're sitting right there and they're saying that your husband or, you know, one of the other players whose mum's sitting next to you is, you know, an idiot or whatever they say about them.
Oh, well, that's the polite thing that they're probably calling them. Yeah, and you just can't help but, like, your back just stiffens and the hair in the neck, and you just sort of try to take a sneaky look.
You're like, come on, mate, this is the family section. How do you get in here?
I know.
The bloody New South Wales supporters, they sneak in with the humans is what they do. Hey, Narelle, can you pass on behalf of our whole state all the very best to your husband and to the entire team? We cannot wait for the kickoff. We know that Kevy and the boys won't let us down. And thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. I'll pass it on.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday Whinge.
Hey, this is a Wednesday whinge, obviously. It's State of Origin Day. It feels bad to be whinging on a Wednesday. Dobbo, we're going to save you, mate. You can do your whinging as a New South Wales supporter tomorrow.
When you lose.
I know, but of course, we do this every Wednesday. We open the phone lines up for anybody that's got a whinge, big or small. Have you got one, Dobbo? We'll let you get one in, mate.
Yeah,
you...
I have, and I think everybody will agree with this. If you're a rugby league fan and you want to hate on a sport, hate on cricket, and that's off the back of today. The CEO of Australian cricket, James Sutherland, of all days, decided to hold a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning in Melbourne, where game one of the State of Origin has been played, to say that he is going to stand down as the CEO and retire in 12 months. So every single news organisation has taken that as breaking news and taken all the gloss off what should be the only sporting topic of the day, and that is State of Origin. James Sutherland, you are my whinge. You're an idiot, mate, and you probably played a very, very smart hand.
Hey, what about you, Margo? Anything you want to whinge about?
Yeah, look, Luke, I had a really awful morning this morning. I went to buy myself some new jeans. You know, it's winter, so I thought I'd go shopping or headed into Jeans West, and I failed miserably. I think I tried on about 20 pairs of jeans, none of which looked any good on me, but I would like to have a whinge at the change rooms themselves because the mirrors are not flattering. They're deceitful. That's not who I look. That's not what I look like when I look in the mirror.
It's the mirror.
Surely.
I'm starting to do that too. Mirror. I go, who's that old guy looking back at me?
I was like, I don't look like that. These mirrors are terrible. And the lighting is woeful. So it was a diabolical situation and I ended up in tears. And I was like, oh, I'm too chubby. So I ended up walking out with no jeans whatsoever. So I'm going to be wearing the same ones I've been running for the last 3 months.
Let me have a word to these people that make mirrors.
Yeah.
Stop making mirrors that make us look fat and old.
Yeah.
You know, what are you suggesting? We have thinning mirrors.
Yeah, I want those ones like, you know, when you go into Brandy's, those like museums and they make you look all different shapes and sizes.
Just those eyes.
I want one that's really slimming in the waist and then like maybe curves out a little bit at the bottom so I look like Kim Kardashian or something.
I want to give one to the Queensland and New South Wales premiers. The dud bets that they come up with every State of Origin. Do you guys know that, like, the bets for years have been, if New South Wales win, they put the Queensland flag on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and then we put it on top of the Story Bridge of New South Wales, which no one even knows what the New South Wales flag looks like, so no one gives a toss.
It looks the same from that far away.
It basically does. This year and last year, we got Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk on the phone, and we, as a show, tried to change it and up the ante. So we said to the Premier, what about the losing Premier cops a cream pie to the face from the winning Premier? They didn't want a bar of it, Dobbo, did they?
Or has to wear the opposing jersey?
No, they've done that. No, it's been done. Okay. We said a cream pie to the face.
I think somehow, like, I ended up with that pie in my face.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
But anyway, this year, this is what they're doing. If New South Wales win, Queensland have to fly the New South Wales flag from the Kurrawa Surf Club. And if Queensland win, they fly the Queensland flag from the Manly Surf Club. Who gives a toss? Like, is that really going to...
Yeah, uneventful.
How about either one of them get the oppositions, like a new, if Anastasia Palaszczuk loses the bet, she gets the New South Wales emblem tattooed on her back.
There you go.
That's
a bet. There's a bet. Yeah.
Like a tramp
stamp. That's a bet.
Or King Wally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, Ben Wood.
But anyway, that's our Wednesday whinges out of the way. What are yours? Hit the phones and we'll take your calls. Next, we've got a prize we can fling someone, Benny, if they come up with a half-decent whinge.
If you have a good old whinge, we might sling you a prize as well. Give us a buzz. We'll chat to you next on The Rush Hour. Luke, Libby and Dobbo with Margot Parker this afternoon.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday Whinge.
Yes, big or small, whatever it may be, now's the time to get it off your chest. And Hector from Northgate has called through. What do you want to whinge about, mate?
My whinge is, for today, it's they're taking a State of Origin to Melbourne. Why? It's between Queensland and New South Wales.
Well, I agree with you, Hector. Yep.
Well, at least
I'm with you.
At least they're trying to. Well, I guess they're
trying to grow the game. Yeah,
yeah. It's only for all money anyway.
Yeah, next year the game's going to be in Perth.
Yeah, they're talking about one in Adelaide as well.
I bet you any money it'll be in freaking Perth next year. And she goes, "Nah, that's not right."
No, it is. It's in Perth.
Right. It's right.
It's not right.
You should have put a dollar amount on that, Hector, because that's right.
Oh, I'm with you, Hector. I get angry when I think about it, mate, because, you know, Dobbo's down there and he's, you know, hit the streets of Melbourne yesterday. And according to you, Dobbo, no one really gives a toss about the game down there that much. Yesterday in the Melbourne paper, you had to go six pages deep into the paper before you saw an article about Origin. And the people I feel sorry for are the legendary Queenslanders up in North Queensland who deserve a State of Origin.
Yeah.
Townsville deserves a State of Origin because that's rugby league heartland. And good luck to the Blues trying to beat us up there.
It's a cultural thing between Queensland and New South Wales. When babies are born, they don't come home in a onesie. They come home in a Queensland or a New South Wales jersey.
Yeah, but anyway,
that's
mate,
not true.
It's neutral.
Yes, it is.
It's neutral territory down there. So thanks for your call tonight. Hey, Timmy from Caloundra, what do you got for us, mate?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, mate.
Good, mate.
I want to have a good whinge about my wife.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. What's she done?
Well, it depends.
Whinge away.
Tim.
Well, yesterday, Origin Eve, I'm a massive, massive Blues fan. She tells me she's gone out and bought new winter bed sheets for my bed. So I'm like, all right, yeah, no worries. Get in the bed, undo my doona. Lo and behold, the things are maroon coloured.
Yeah, rock on.
Yes.
And you're not getting any action tonight, mate.
Good on you, Tim's wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. Well, you're not going to score with those things on.
I'm pretty sure that might have been her plan.
Listen, mate.
I love that Tim's holding out.
I'm sure she's totally sad about that.
As a New South Welshman, Tim, I hope you do score with your missus because it's the only chance you've got to score tonight. Oh!
So funny.
Rock on. Hey, what part of New South Wales are you from, anyway?
Sydney, actually. I was born in Tobra.
Sorry?
I was born in Cogra.
No, we heard you. We're just sorry. Hey!
Oh, man.
See you later, mate.
Thanks for calling, Tim.
Oh, it's going to be a long, long day.
Filthy, stinking New South Welshmen are not welcome on the show today, Dobbo.
All right, Mark from Arana Hills. Right? Mark, I hope you're a Queenslander, okay, mate. What's your whinge?
Mate, if Dobbo wants to be a Queenslander, he needs to denounce New South Wales right here, right
and
join us as a Queenslander.
Yeah. You really do have a foot in each camp, Dobbo. Like, if New South Wales win, you're coming in.
You can't back way, Dobbo. You can't, mate.
Dobbo, what colour shirt are you wearing today?
Good question.
I'm wearing a blue shirt today.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a maroon tie. With a maroon tie.
Sit on the fence.
Get off. You've got a foot in each camp, mate, and that's not what Origin's about.
Hey, listen. I'm going for Queensland tonight. Can't Queensland!
You really are going for Queensland?
There we go. Hey, Mark, you better should get him to denounce Queensland. Good job, mate.
Well, I didn't denounce anybody.
No, you didn't.
I'm going for Queensland because I've got my money on them tonight.
Hey, Mark, I tell you what, there's obviously the footy is happening down there tonight, but on the weekend there is some of our other favourite footy happening, and that is the Lions taking on the Essendon. I've got a double pass for you to go check that out, Mark. Origin Eve. Well, Origin Day,
Origin Day, mate.
A couple of hours to go. Luke, Libby and Dobbo with Margot Parker. After five, we'll give you a chance to win $5,000 with AJ Bridge and Spider's Secret Sound.
And here's the go for the Origin tonight. Queensland are starting at the longest odds that we've ever started for the first game of a series, which is quite incredible when you consider, A, we've won 11 of the last 12 series, B, we're the reigning champions, and New South Wales, who've won one series in the last 12, have got 11 debutants out of a starting side of 17. They've got 11 new faces, and they're starting as the shortest price favourites in Origin history, which is quite incredible, Dobbo, when you think about it.
Oh, ridiculous. And look, let's just take no mistakes about it. You take a Smith, you take a Slater, you take a Kronk, Thurston out of there, you're going to lose some experience. But I cannot believe that Queensland are such rank outsiders. I don't agree with the bookmakers at all. I think it's a gift. Oh. I think it's a gift from someone upstairs, and I'm taking a bit of it.
I did too, mate. I jumped on. I got 3-1 on Queensland earlier today, which is incredible. But also, the other thing is New South Wales don't just have 11 new players. They've got a brand new coach as well, Freddie Fittler. And he's been trying some different stuff, and I say more power to him. Good on him, Freddie. I dig what he's about. He's taken the phones off the boys so that they actually have to spend time with one another. He's been doing some weird hippie thing where they have to walk on the grass with no shoes on so that they're earthed, whatever that means. I honestly think they might come out. I reckon he's going to hold the game two camp in Nimbin, I think. I think this part of New South Wales, it's a proud part of the state of New South Wales, and he's gone all hippie. Is there any chance tonight, Dobbo, that the New South Wales guys will come out in dreadlocks?
Well, Luke, you're dead right about Freddie. He has got some different theories. He doesn't use soap. You know he doesn't believe in soap.
What?
At all. No, he does not believe in soap. He reckons there's
so
chemicals in
them.
Yeah, I just think that he's got... Look, maybe it's gone too far. Maybe they'll be too chilled out to play a game of football, dude.
Yeah, they'll be there in tie-dye shirts.
Scare off their opposition with their stench. Yeah.
Exactly. Why we got to hit one another, man? Can't we all just get along?
Get along. Love
competition's not great, you know.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And then Dobbo told us the news also that, as well as the fact they've been doing yoga and all these sorts of things, they're going to be walking to the game tonight. Instead of taking a bus, Freddie's making them walk, which is kind of funny considering there's going to be some loudmouth Queenslanders down there who won't believe their luck. I mean, they'll be yelling all sorts of obscenities at these Blues, which is pretty funny. But yesterday he broke with tradition again, Coach Fittler. It was the final run of the New South Wales Blues, and the way that Queensland have been running it, and you'd know better than most, Dobbo, it's a tight ship. In other words, they only put up, say, one player a day for you guys to talk to. I'm talking about the media.
And as it gets closer, they don't put up any players. The coaches and the assistant coaches speak. They shield the players away from the media and let them focus on the game. Not in New South Wales. They put everybody up. As I said earlier, Freddie Fittler believes that if you can't handle the pressure of an interview the day before the Origin, how are you going to handle the pressure of Origin when you're actually out there?
Yeah, so but this isn't a thing that New South Wales have always done. This is the first year they've done it. So Freddie's just gone, open slather, the media can get in there. Well, there's a guy who wasn't on my radar before this, but he certainly is now. I want to commend this guy from Channel 9, Tim Avia, his name is, and I'm saying this guy's a gunslinger and a door kicker, because he got in there and didn't he make it? I just really dug what he was about, and I actually want to credit Tim Avia. I think he will change the way State of Origin is reported.
What did he do?
He got in there and just started asking these questions, to the most insulting questions to the New South Wales players. And why I say, Dobbo, I think this will change the way that State of Origin is reported. It's because New South Wales media are now going to have to retaliate.
Do the same to us, you reckon?
They're going to have to.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, do you want to have a listen to what he did?
Yeah, for sure.
So he's a he's a Queenslander. First person is he goes up to James Tedesco, who's the New South Wales fullback.
You are second in the NRL statistics for most dropped balls this season. Will that go through your head when the high ball goes up tomorrow night?
Nah, I think I handle high balls pretty well. Just sort of...
Boom.
Okay. And you know what?
Confidence dropped.
You know the great thing about the way they played this on the news last night on Channel 9 is they didn't even give the New South Wales players the respect of playing their answers.
Oh, no.
For the most part, they weren't interested.
They just did a montage of his questions.
Yeah, we were just interested in the gunslinging questions. Okay, next one is James Roberts. Now, James Roberts is defending Greg Inglis, who we all know is an absolute legend of the game.
Greg Inglis is running at you, steps off his left foot and then his right foot. Which way do you move to tackle him?
Oh, I guess I've got to keep going forward, I guess.
That was the weakest question that he had from Tim Avia, I reckon. This is a pearler. This is James Maloney. James Maloney's a bit of a pest, and he's renowned as having, you know, he's a brilliant player.
He's a whinger.
But he's renowned as having some defensive deficiencies. Is that a fair assessment?
Most missed tackles in the NRL, without a doubt. He holds the record for the most missed tackles.
Well, Tim didn't miss him. Have a listen.
You've missed more tackles in the NRL than any other player this season. That must affect your confidence.
Nah, not at all. You can look at stats all you want, but...
Okay, this one's good too. This is New South Wales captain Boyd Cordner. Have a go at this one.
Phil Gould, the greatest ever New South Wales coach, said he wouldn't have picked you. That must hurt your confidence a little bit.
Yeah, look, it obviously does hurt coming from, you know, someone like us.
And this one's the best one. So Nathan Cleary, he's the halfback. I reckon he's your future captain. I think he's your future Australian captain, this guy. He doesn't put a foot wrong. And he's replacing Mitchell Pearce, you know. Mitchell Pearce, the most capped New South Wales halfback of all time. But hasn't had a tremendous amount of success.
Yeah.
He's been playing in this decade of dominance by Queensland.
Mm.
Have a go at this one.
The last halfback to debut as young as you went on to become New South Wales' most capped ever halfback. Are you hoping to follow in his footsteps?
Yeah, I guess so. That would be nice.
Well, Nathan, that player is Mitchell Pearce, and Queensland thinks it would be nice too. Tim Arbia, Nine News.
Good stuff. Get stuck into him tonight, Dobbo, when you're there, mate.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. I can't wait for it.
Thanks for checking out our catch-up podcast. Thanks to RSPCA. 20% off pet desexing at participating vets until August 31. Visit operationwanted.com.au for details. An RSPCA initiative. You can catch us, The Rush Hour, weekdays from 3 on Triple M and Gold 92.5.